Upgrade your learning experience during Dell Technologies Back to School event with AI PCs like the Dell 14 Plus featuring an Intel Core Ultra processor starting at $749.99. Supercharge your studies with features like real-time notes transcription, AI-accelerated hardware to run multiple apps without slowing down, extended battery life, and more. That's the power of new AI PCs with Intel Inside. Discover a smarter way to learn at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You chose to hit play on this podcast today. Smart choice. Progressive loves to help people make smart choices. That's why they offer a tool called Auto Quote Explorer that allows you to compare your Progressive car insurance quote with rates from other companies. So you save time on the research and can enjoy savings when you choose the best rate for you. Give it a try after this episode at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
We're full service here, man. You come here, you get everything.
The Rich Eisen Show.
A dislocated toe. Sounds pretty damn bad.
From the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I like Justin Fields.
A dislocated toe in his right foot. He's day to day.
He could be back tomorrow.
Okay.
See?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
I need to put that foot in some Epsom salts. Get that swelling out of there.
Earlier on the show, 3-time Super Bowl champion Mark Schlereth, Steelers general manager Omar Khan. Coming up, 3-time Emmy Award-winning actor Tony Hale. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. One of our favorite humans to appear on this program. Is this the 4th appearance of Tony Hale on this show?
I was thinking it's got to be at least 4.
Okay. This guy's as funny and talented as they come. From Arrested Development and Beep back in the day. Also, the Mysterious Benedict Society is just an awesome show that he did for a couple of years. Won an Emmy for that, too. He's in our green room right now. Another beautiful project of his called Sketch is available in theaters nationwide beginning Wednesday, August 6th. Currently, on Rotten Tomatoes, 100%. And you know, in this day and age, there's always somebody that's just going to...
Yeah.
I mean, even somebody left Ichiro and Derek Jeter off their Hall of Fame.
Stupid.
You know, ballots, right?
So dumb.
So to get 100% in this day and age, pretty cool. And it's always a delight when he joins us, and he shall very shortly. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial on the program. We're going to take a bunch of phone calls. So Christian Wilkins gets cut by the Vegas Raiders. And, you know, it's got to be something significant when Pete Carroll's going to just take one of the top defensive linemen in the league from a couple of years ago and just say, yeah, this is not working out. Guy got hurt last year, and this year wasn't at any of the OTAs on the field. And there was a big question as to whether he was going to even be able to come back and play this year. Wasn't at the mandatory mini camp. He did show up without a helmet in an 11-on-11 period for the first OTA practice open to reporters this spring. But 17 tackles, 2 sacks, and 6 quarterback hits in 5 games before he got hurt. This is a guy who got a massive contract to leave the Miami Dolphins and join the Vegas Raiders. And apparently, the Raiders thought he needed another surgery on his foot, didn't want to get it, according to ESPN, or balked at getting it. The Raiders then voided the guaranteed money left on his deal to, quote-unquote, failure to maintain his physical condition to play. Needless to say, they went ahead and, on Wilkins' side, filed a grievance. Mm-hmm. Just like, okay, so I got hurt. It's not fast enough for you. You're going to cut me and not pay me money. I don't know the legality of all this, and this may go to an arbitrator or whatever. He had 50 days to file a grievance, and apparently the grievance being filed on Thursday was the 50th and final day that he had a chance to do it.
Hmm.
So...
Yeah, Pete Carroll said they spent a lot of time figuring out what to do and how to handle this, ultimately decided to move on because they didn't believe there was a path for him to return to play.
Yeah, the money that they voided on his contract was on June 4th. So he had 50 days to file a grievance. He did it, and the Raiders, I think, said adios. I don't know if the grievance led to the cut or the cut led to the grievance being filed.
Wow.
But that's just one of those things where...
Man, he was the defensive free agent 2 years ago.
He was. And then you put him on the same line as Max Crosby. I thought, okay, this is another reason why Pete Carroll would want to take a job like this.
Yeah.
Now, every team in the league, I'd imagine, is finding out when can they test drive this guy's foot. And you know that guy in the hat for the Dallas Cowboys that you never want to see standing over any player, right? Cowboy hat.
Cowboy hat guy.
Guy in the hat. Don't want to see the guy in the hat.
No.
In Dallas. That guy in the hat in Dallas, do you think the Dallas Cowboys are going to call the guy in the hat or whoever they have on their staff and say, let's find out about Christian Wilkins?
Yeah, we need to look at this guy ASAP.
Right? Like, big time. But if he can't play and he can't do it, that's a different situation. Patriots are looking into him, apparently, right?
Yeah, Mike Vrabel had a relationship with Christian Wilkins.
He recruited him when he was coaching at Ohio State.
Yeah, he's from New England. When he was at Ohio State, Vrabel talking to him. So they said they're going to kick the tires, have a conversation, and see what's what.
And again, it's one of those things, top five prime destinations for Christian Wilkins is your team.
Your team.
Unless he can't play and isn't, according to the Raiders, let me get another, not taking his rehab seriously enough. I don't know. They didn't follow what they wanted him to do, and so that's it. This transaction is necessary for the entire organization to move forward and prepare for a new season, according to the Las Vegas Raiders. You don't usually see that sort of thing.
No.
So there you have it. Is Christian Wilkins healthy? And if he is, will he play this year? And then the question is, why not for the Raiders? Okay.
Yeah, losing out on a $37 million in guarantees.
Unless he wins his grievance.
Unless he wins the grievance.
Because that's a massive cap hit, I think, on the cap next year, $55 million bucks for the Raiders.
Yeah.
That's a big chunk. That's a massive chunk of your... It's crazy. Suffered in his left foot from a Jones fracture last October. So that's the latest there. I'm not going to chime in. I have no idea what's right, what's wrong, who's right, who's wrong.
Yeah, no.
But it's just wild that one of the best defensive free agents from 2 years ago is now available for anybody to kick the tires on. Mike in Wappingers Falls, New York. What's up, Mike?
Rich Eisen, how are you?
I'm fine. What a blessing to hear from somebody from your neck of the woods. What's going on?
I was wondering if you guys would like to do the worst to first game. I looked it up.
Okay.
And since 2002, only 4 years did they not have a team go from worst to first, and it was last year included.
Huh. Look at you.
Yes, thank you. I was doing this with my buddy the other night.
Look at you bringing nuggets to the table. I had no idea, Mike. Wappinger Falls nuggets. Those are the best types of nuggets. Okay. So what do you think? You want to give me some ideas? What do you got?
I'm thinking San Francisco seems like an obvious choice.
Let's remove them from the equation. What do you say?
Yeah, I think that's really no fun.
Chris, who are Mike's options? Do you have
So last year's worst place team, San Francisco, New Orleans, Chicago, and the Giants in the NFC. Raiders, Titans, Browns, Patriots, AFC.
I got to go with the Bears because I don't know, I'm just not buying anybody at this point. In that division. So maybe they are the ones who could flip it this year. And I know the Lions, were the number one seed. I get it. But that's the division I don't trust any of the teams the most.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mike. Not a bad choice, the Bears, right? Because Ben Johnson's coming in, and we're assuming just right off the bat, he's going to tell Caleb Williams how to watch film. Right? Just... one must assume, and we know assuming is dangerous because of what it makes you
I
and me.
I assume it's already been done, right?
We're assuming they're already down that road, right?
Already,
like that horse has already left the barn.
Already left.
The bear has left the den.
Yeah.
Okay. They're not hibernating on that issue. I don't know how many other references we can make here. But apparently they're also, Ben Johnson is building a dynasty there in Chicago.
He is.
So says Kevin Byard.
Oh. We're trying to win the Super Bowl. You know, I think Brish said it in an interview when he was doing his training camp, but it was true. Ben Johnson wants to build a dynasty, and we want to be that dynasty. We want to be the guys that kind of get this thing started. Myself, want to be one of the guys that kind of build the foundation of that and continue to go as long as we possibly can. So that's the goal. But like I said, man, we have a long way to go to be able to accomplish that.
All right. But it's also, you know, that time of year. It's that time of year. You know, we should do a segment, like a daily segment of everybody's
training camp.
Everybody's 0-0 and going to be 17-0. That's training camp positivity. So should we call it what the half full glass summer?
Sure.
I mean, right?
I like
today,
it.
Today's champion may be Bill Musgrave, the quarterback coach of
this
the Browns.
This guy, man, some of these quotes.
He called Kenny Pickett's first two practices of training camp, quote-unquote, stellar.
Stellar.
The two rookie quarterbacks, Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, both rookies have really progressed. They're both going to have fantastic careers.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Jeez.
They're both.
Yeah. So that's great. Call Joe Flacco a 6'6" flamethrower. Still has one of the NFL's best arms. Bill Musgrave, man.
Man, can he come here and just like hype us up, Mike?
What do we got? We got sunshine and rainbows there in Berea, huh?
I love it.
Okay. Shedeur Sanders spoke with the media today. So did Dylan Gabriel, by the way.
Okay.
But, I mean, seriously. With all due respect to Dylan, I mean, we hear from Shedeur, right? Since we're always accused of being Shador's biggest cheerleaders. This should do nothing to dispel anybody of that notion in a YouTube comment or so.
Of course not.
All right, what is Shedeur talking about? What are we talking about with Shedeur Sanders? Oh, the competition. That's got to be, I mean, it's stellar. It involves a flamethrower. A stellar performer.
Yep.
And two future fantastic rookies.
Great careers.
One of them is Shedeur.
How are you approaching the four-man competition as you get to training camp, as you get closer to preseason and then week one?
I'm focused on doing me. I'm focused on learning what I need to learn. That's simply it.
Are you thinking about winning that job for week one?
I don't think nobody in this organization is here if they're not trying to win. Honestly, I think... You know, they're trying to win who gives out the best water and Gatorades out here. So it's definitely a competition in everything in life. It's so many cameras out here. It's definitely a competition with content, obviously, too. So I think everything in life boils down to competition.
I love it. Spoken just like his dad.
Shedeur wants to be in the water boy, too. Talking about handing out the best
Gatorade. He seems out the content. He knows he's content gold. His speeding tickets were brought up. Quote, definitely learned not to drive fast. I really don't even drive that much anymore. I hope everybody learned from my situation to not drive fast at all.
Smart.
Yes, that's correct.
Smart.
Is he taking the Berea Waymos now? Is that what's happening now? I would like that.
Have you been in one of those?
I have not.
Me neither.
I'm going to do it.
Guys I play poker with swear by it.
They love them?
Love it.
I got to try it.
Well, Mike.
I'm there.
Who are you going to talk to?
Listen, hold on a second. You.
It's your perfect.
No, it's not.
Not for you.
Maybe for somebody with a 4-6 rating where you just want to talk to people. Are you going to talk to yourself in there?
The Waymo's got a little computer in there. Who knows? No,
it's not like Kit. It's not Knight Rider. Doesn't talk to you. At least I don't think.
I'm going
to
try.
Yeah, I just now made that reference,
try.
Dude.
That was a great Kit reference. Dude.
Kids don't know about it.
It's not like
I started
that.
Hearing
hello, Mike Del Tufo.
Where do you want to go?
Tell us about your running friends
gonna,
that you hand
I'm
feed.
I'm going to text my friend because he takes them all the time.
Okay.
I bet you it talks to you. I bet.
And your friend who knows you would know you'd be driving nuts.
Not talking
Can I go in the front seat of it? Would it say you cannot ride in the front?
I don't think it talks to you, Mike. That's the problem. You want to be talked to. You want to talk to others. You're an outgoing individual.
The Waymo has to speak
while
you're in.
The Waymo
has to
talk to you. I don't think it does. I've never been in one, but does it?
Yes.
What does it say?
Waymo vehicles communicate with riders and other road users, but not in a conversational way.
That is why I have the highest Uber rating, people. I know these cars.
By the way, I would be just my luck to get the only distracted driverless car. Right? I get in there, and the driver that doesn't exist, it's the most distracted Waymo, which is what you would create by talking to it.
Susie gets in, and one of them has like an...
But that's, she would like it because nobody's wearing cologne to drive.
That's Susie true.
Right?
That's
she would like it.
She would like it.
I wouldn't mind it, except for the fact that I would get the only one that distracted.
I got to see if it plays music. I'm going to try it. I have to try it. I'm going to try one.
Yeah, I know people who use them. They love them.
I almost, like, there's times there's three or four of them when I'm coming down Pico.
I don't know,
like,
man.
All around me.
I heard that they're very they don't take risks.
No.
These cars don't take risks.
No.
Like, instead of crossing multiple lanes of traffic, it will go right and then a left and then a left.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
It makes like an 80-year-old Prius driver look like Mario Andretti.
Right. So, you know.
Okay.
I guess that's a good thing.
Nothing slower than a Prius driver here in Los Angeles. I've never seen one pulled over for speeding.
No.
Ever.
Never.
And I'm caught behind it every time. It's like sitting next to someone on a plane in the order of V8 because I don't like tomato juice.
Smell. I'm with you, Rich, on that one. 100%.
Always. 100%. Didn't think we'd go here.
Nope.
No, I'm sorry. I brought us.
In this conversation.
I took us in the Waymo world.
That's all right.
The Waymo world.
It's all good. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's bring our next guest out.
Yes.
He's a delight. He's sitting in our green room. I think he's done with the popcorn that we have back there.
Oh, good for him.
Get your popcorn ready for Tony Hale, the award winner, coming out here to talk about Sketch in theaters near you Wednesday, August 6th. So, you know, we love talking movies around here. You know, we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So, you know what I'm all about. That said, all of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews, and up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now. Son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie also. Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, and the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So, what do you do on August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you, and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest has won Emmy Awards. And that's all. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for being here.
That's it.
Tony
that's
Hale.
That's my whole identity, because I won Emmy Awards.
Emmy Award winning actor.
That's so interesting.
That's what I was told. That's how you demand to be introduced, Tony.
My only value. Okay. Hey, this is Tony Hale. He's won Emmys.
He has won Emmys.
I'm a father. I'm a husband.
Keep going.
A really good friend.
There's more to you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Than just the statues.
Thank you. I did bring them, though.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
One, two, three.
Yeah. But not my identity.
Not at all. Sketch is available in theaters nationwide beginning Wednesday, August 6th. Essentially, Inside Out meets Jumanji.
Jumanji.
Okay.
Or Jurassic Park. Inside Out meets, because it's this incredibly fun family film. With this just undertone of just really powerful talk about processing feelings.
Our radio audience has rejoined.
Not been the best clip because it's kind of confusing, but she gets in trouble for drawing these pretty crazy pictures, and this therapist tells her, because they were about a bully, and tells her, I said, did you want to do these things? And she was honest, and she said, yeah. And the therapist said, well, I think it's a good idea you drew them rather than did them.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks a lot about processing feelings. And then these pictures come to life.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, oh, guys, it's so good. I really can't wait for people to see it.
Well, that's why it's 100% on Rotten Tomatoes right now,
brother. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. My mother, my father wrote one.
That's two for two. That's two for two. Yeah. But that clip right there, Tony, just speaks so many volumes where, you know, you're waiting for your kids to come home from school and you're happy, and then all crap begins, just goes straight down the crapper because you have no idea what is going on in school. You have no idea.
I know. And questions are not answered.
Never.
No.
Never.
It's just fine. Or is you right? Yeah. It's like, okay, well, I've got a whole narrative in my head.
Yes. Is this where we should now say we definitely love our children? Is this the part of the conversation we should just remind everybody?
I adore my daughter. I adore. My daughter, I don't know if you just finished her freshman year at college.
Dude.
And she's absolutely loving it. The weird thing is when she's home.
Yes.
You know, it's a false sense of control, but you're always like, when she's driving, you're like, be careful, be careful, be careful. Mm-hmm. And now you don't have that. It's such a powerless feeling. Like you just kind of let them go. And
yes, you have to
trust that they are making good choices.
Well, Chris, you're far away from that.
I am.
Cage is five, right?
Yeah,
Cage is five.
So Sketch is perfect for Cage.
Cage is great. It's really, and it's just so, because the cool thing is when she draws these pictures and they come to life, they don't look CGI. They don't look out of time. They look like they were drawn by a kid with like crayons or markers or chalk.
Sure.
And you see the textures, and it's like, this is one of them in the poster. This is Dave that she drew in her notebook. And it's just a really beautiful film.
And again,
it took us 8 years to get made.
Eight years?
8 years, yeah.
What do you, so like studios need to be arm twisted or?
Yeah, we had the idea, and then we kind of went back and forth and lost financing, found financing.
Sure.
It was going to be a TV show and then in and out of producers and finally found someone. And then with the post and special effects, we finally got it made, and it's like, man, it's like launching a baby into the world.
Of course, you know? I imagine. So this predates most of the last few things that you've done.
Yeah,
basically.
Totally. But it's always been in the works, and so to finally get it out there is exciting.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks,
on
man.
That, man.
Thank you very much.
So the last few times you've been here, you've been cultivating Sketch, and now it's finally here, and you're now here talking about
here.
It.
Yeah. Yep.
Congratulations.
Thanks,
on that. Again, it's available in theaters nationwide beginning Wednesday, August the 6th. What else is going on in your world, Tony?
What else is going on? We just moved down south.
Okay.
We moved to Alabama.
Okay.
And
interesting for someone from Georgia to be in Alabama, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And my, football is kind of a faith down there. So I've had to, I may or may not have bought a book called, Football for Dummies just to figure out the game. So let's. I feel some judgment in this room.
No, we do not judge.
I'm
out of here. The more that we think we know, we don't know.
I may or may not have watched a few YouTube videos explaining the game.
Okay, there we go.
But it's so great. I mean, we needed
where
to be
the monsters
close.
Come to life.
Where the
right?
Unique monsters.
There you go.
And you know, my wife's family's an hour from Alabama. My parents were in Georgia. My sister's in North Carolina, so we're on the south. And for 30 years between New York and LA, we've been away from family. So once my daughter graduated,
that's great.
We decided to make the move.
Awesome, fantastic. Okay. And Toy Story 5 is in the
Toy
works
Story
right now.
Toy Story 5 is in the works. Yeah.
And so Forky comes back.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to send a little voice memo to Cage. Maybe I should do that now, and
let's
send it to you.
Let's do this now.
Sure,
okay.
Do it. Yeah,
let's do this. So right now.
Yep.
And by the way,
I do.
Bring it over, sir. I should mention, you were kind enough to just offer this off camera. I will say this.
Don't ever underestimate my selflessness.
So what you're going to do is, this is for Cage.
Do you have a voice memo app?
You got a voice memo app? Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. Why are we iCloud syncing? All right. Here you go. Chris Brockman's phone.
Okay, good. And it's Cage, right? I will have you know he Cage has a lovely mustard yellow phone case, which is very nice.
What is that about?
In case I lose it, I can find it.
Yeah, it's actually a good idea.
Is that really the only reason, or do you like the color yellow, which is fine, too?
I mean, I enjoy mustard, the condiment.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, then that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so this is Cage, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Cage, this is Forky from Toy Story. How's it going? Hey, I have heard you are the coolest kid, and I just wanted to say hello. All right, Cage, I hope you have a great week. Bye-bye.
Phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
So now, after he sees the movie, or like the little little shorts, you cannot tell him it's a human. You have to say, hey, I met Forky.
Oh.
And then he's like, how in the heck did Forky say my name?
Yes.
Well,
you've come across many sporks in your life,
that's
right?
True, yeah. Big spork house.
You know what
that's
I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
Let's break that down later.
That's
a big spork house.
I'm not Googling the rules of football, buddy.
This guy.
Listen. Fair game.
Him coming out. Sure, guess. With three Emmy Awards.
Thank you. My identity.
I was about to say, ask me any question about football. And then I was like, no, don't do that.
Yeah, his identity wasn't. And isn't plastic cutlery, sir?
That's right. True.
What have you learned so far about the game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I really genuinely will shame myself.
No.
Okay, so there's many things. I mean, okay, simple. I had to go down to like, we're talking like first downs and all this kind of stuff. And there was a time when my naivete, I'd watch the game and all I could think about was, how is the camera not being hit by a ball?
By the way, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Not crazy, because there are those cameras that hang.
That's what I'm saying. And
punters and Steadicam, they've hit wires. That has happened.
Yeah.
I've never seen that, but I don't know why it doesn't happen every single game.
That's an excellent question.
Yep.
You know, because the shot I'm seeing is right in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, why is this not a common occurrence?
By the way, stay behind the play.
We had many moons ago, the actress Gillian Jacobs was on this program. She didn't understand why downs weren't called chances. That it should be second chance and five, third chance.
Also, what a more positive spin on a word.
You know what I mean? Like instead of downs, it's more, hey, you've got a chance. You can achieve your dream
rather than
first
down. Second down, man. You don't have many more. You're going down.
That's right. You're not wrong.
Yeah, thank you.
So
that's also why do we always say, why are taking pictures, why are they so violent? Like, take a picture, shoot a camera, capture a photo. Oh,
yes.
That's true.
Why are they so violent?
Yeah.
Where do you stand? I'm going to go here with
this.
Where do you stand on the word solid as a complimentary adjective?
Okay.
Tony.
Where do I go? Hey, solid.
You know, like, hey,
yeah.
I saw a sketch. That's a solid movie.
That's a solid movie,
right? Like, you don't want to be called solid. I know I'm influencing the juror right here. Okay. So.
No, yeah. I would be curious where you go with that, because I go with like it holds weight, meaning it's like it matched my expectation of rather than had holes in it.
My thought is that there's better adjectives.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Like the word, I liked it. Hey, or it was a really fine film.
It's a fine film.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So hold on a second. You would want somebody to see sketch. You'd rather them call it a solid movie than a fine film.
Yeah, that's true. Because fine sounds like, yeah, it's fine. But I mean, of course, I'd like amazing thing that's ever hit the cinemas. But solid, I can hear what you're saying. It might sound a little passive, like, no, it's solid.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. It's okay, like, it's a fantastic movie. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah. It's not solid. It's fantastic. It's rare. It's terrific.
Unless it's the way they say it, they go, if they come up and go, oh man, it is so solid. Then you're like, okay, I get it. But if someone's like, yeah, it's a solid movie, then you're like, oh, there's something behind that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
These guys like solid.
Yeah, because I don't like it as strong. I don't think it's just a big negative like you think.
Yeah. It is. I take it as that.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on driverless cars, Tony?
Where do you stand on a driveway being called a driveway when you're not driving and you're parking?
Yeah. Never parkway. Thought of that.
George Carlin used to say parkway is called a parkway.
Parkway, yeah. But what was your question?
A driverless car. Have you seen
them? I'm not there yet.
You're not? Those haven't hit Alabama?
No, no. Also, it just hasn't hit my psyche. I can't.
It's what I'm
saying. I don't have the trust. Just like I don't really have the trust of doing a bungee jump, thinking that thing's going to catch me.
No.
You know, it's like, no. I think all the technology is there. I know they're really safe.
Yes.
But I'm not there with the trust.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
Even flying out of a plane, I'm not there that parachute's going to come out.
Oh, have you really done that?
Oh, God, no. No. God, no.
Not a chance.
No. Well, absolutely not. I mean, it's like the thing is, you're attached to a guy who's professional, but who's to say his string doesn't work?
Did you do all your own stunts in Arrested Development?
My many emasculated sidekick stunts that I've had throughout my career.
Have you done all your own stunts, Tony?
No.
You
there was
not.
A time when Buster Bluth went through a plate glass window. That was not me. And then
did they basically say like we think you should be a stuntman, or did somebody try to convince you to go through the plate glass window?
No, I think they said, would you like a stuntman? And I think I said yes before they even asked.
I did that as a kid, so you will survive.
Thank you.
I wouldn't
use you as the avatar of success.
In the long run.
Do you do roller coasters?
I used to. And the older I've gotten, it's hard not to get to a narrative that something's going to go wrong.
Oh, my gosh. That's your default, huh?
Yeah. Okay. However, this is what's great. I'm not a guy that's like, I don't like being scared. I don't like someone jumping at me. But damn, do I not like watching YouTube videos where people get scared and people are jumping at me. So it's very hypocritical.
It sounds like you were telling another story of doing your own stunts, or that you didn't, or am I?
Oh, there was one where Buster also was on his hook and he falls through a roof, and I didn't do that one either.
How did they explain to you that you were going to wear a hook from now on?
I mean, how do they explain? There's so many things that they had to explain. I mean, I've said this so many times, but I do remember going up to Mitch and saying, the creator, and being like, hey, I think it'd be a good idea if Buster was on Dancing with the Stars. And he goes, yeah, I think I'm going to have a seal bite off your hand. And I was like, no, that's better. Or I'll never forget when they come up to me and they're like, hey, you got a love interest. And I said, who? And they go, Liza Minnelli. And I was like, this is getting better and better and better.
There had to have been a great moment between you and Liza when the cameras were not
many
rolling.
Great
like, I mean,
she is so lovely. Took my wife and I out to lunch, told us stories about her mom, sang to us. I mean, she is just a gem.
I don't know if we've covered this track before in your multiple appearances here, but you drove her, didn't you not?
A month.
We talked about this.
Over a month. Yeah. For a film I worked on.
And that's the way that they came
she
up with
is
the
one of He is dead on.
Right.
One of the nicest people you've ever met. And she gave me $1,000 as a driver at the end of the month.
Jeez. Wow.
As a gift in an envelope. Great. And it was like, she calls everybody darling, which I love.
Yeah, I was just about to say she calls everybody darling. That's right.
And it was, she took me around. I'll never forget the one day, like I took her to Elton John's Academy Award party after she was filming one day.
Okay.
That was one of the shining moments. But the best was, she said, let's drive around like Beverly Hills. I'm going to show you all the houses of the famous people. It was one of the. If I had a GoPro back then and I could have just done this, she's like, I grew up here. This is where Bob.
This is where Clark Gable came over.
Yes, yes. It's amazing. She's so nice.
Wow. Everything was so special. Even how she sat in a chair. Yeah. I don't know if you can get this on the camera.
Sure, we can.
But like, she sits in a chair like this. Yeah. I mean, like, at any moment.
Capital L.
Yeah. Like, at any moment, she's about to break out with Cabaret. Yeah. And I was like, bring it, honey.
She, by the way, rode up front with me in the car. Did not ride in the back of the car with me.
That's how I learned. The concept of driverless cars came into being.
Yeah, exactly.
It was her
idea.
It all
went back to life.
The minute she sat up front with you, she goes, you know what would be better?
Oh, man. I have that image, though, of like her going, Tony, can you get me a Diet Coke? And I was like, honey, I will get you whatever you want.
Fantastic. Oh, my God. So speaking of awards, you know what pops into
Thank God. Back to my identity.
No. Well, actually, what hops into my Instagram algorithm every now and then is the 2013 Emmy Awards.
Oh, with Julia.
With Julia Louis-Dreyfus wins for Best Actress in a Comedy.
Yeah.
And she's walking to the stage, but stops for a second.
Yeah.
And she's waiting for you to come up with her.
Yeah.
And the bit that was done, where you're playing Gary Walsh, essentially, to her Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah.
Was that, obviously this was planned, right? Or
Like she called me that morning and she said, hey, I'm thinking about if I win, I want you to carry my purse with me. Yeah, there we are. I want you to carry my purse. And I remember thinking, you are going to win and this is going to have to happen.
Yes.
And we talked about it a little bit, but then it was just, we just did it and just dove in and thank God, I think it worked. But
oh my God,
I was so nervous. I was so nervous, but also I'm sure you've met her. But she is so kind and cool, and it's very easy to just play with her, and it was great.
Yeah, we're planning. I think Jason Alexander's coming in later in the fall because he's got a book on Seinfeld coming out, which would mean she's the only one of the four of Seinfeld that has not appeared on the show, and would be amazing.
Oh man,
to get her here.
Oh, she's the coolest. She's got so many great stories.
But you're saying, you know, the part where she's going through. You know, the people she's thanking, and then you lean over and remind her about her family. That was ad-libbed? That's ad-libbed?
I think we had said, like, hey, why don't I remind you of your family? She's like, yeah. But, and also, I have to give it the credit, too, of the direction of that, because there was a side shot, and they caught it right on the joke on the front.
Right.
So it's like, that kind of, the magic of that moment was working. Thank God. I was petrified. But it was, she always wanted to do a bit. I don't know if you noticed in all the award shows, she always wanted to make it funny. She really challenged herself to do that.
Well, I mean, it makes complete sense, you know, because of who she is. And gosh, that comes up every now and then. And I watch it to the end every single time.
I'm so glad I'm still in your world constantly.
Tony Hale.
I need to be on loop.
Come on.
In your home.
No doubt about it. Has there ever been any conversation about Veep getting back together?
Oh man, I would love it. I mean, I don't know if the end of the show, you know, spoiler alert, but she dies. And so it's like many, many years later, I've been in prison because of her. And there's this gap in between that would be really fun to play with.
Yes.
I mean, I know that anytime they said yes, we'd all jump at the chance.
Right. Wouldn't it be? And then, of course, in this world, we can rewind it and bring her back to life.
I mean, all my scenes would be in prison.
Well, I mean, the number of times that you see something in real life that people then also do on social media, put the Veep credits at the end of. I see that all the time.
What's wild
with the
is
music.
We had an episode years ago about where she accidentally tweeted something.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, she said it on Twitter. And that's before this madness with Twitter and Trump and all that stuff.
Right.
You know, it's like, and we were like, I can't believe it. But now that's every day.
You had Covfefe before there was Covfefe, years ago. And so, that would be, I'd jump at the chance of watching that sort of thing too.
I'm watching this right now. The best part about this too is that the purse is so small, and you're holding it way up here with both hands.
I know. Just getting a camera.
Yep.
Making a camera. But man, we had such. The thing is with her is it was kind of like it just became a comic dance. you know, where you kind of trusted each other. And even little things like when she was getting ready for the day, Selena, I'd put on her bracelet and I'd put her jacket on. And
yes,
we always tried to find physicality beyond the script. Like, how can we make this funny? And then, so it was always playtime.
And I imagine, you know? Is it one of those shows as well where you would just play with it, right? You would just start throwing out one line after another, after another,
The script was pretty locked. We did have rehearsals where we could come up with bits.
Right.
But then once it was locked and we got on set, that's when the physicality of, like, she's like, okay, if I drop my coat here, if I drop my purse here, I want you to sweep in and do that. And
right.
Then it was like, great. Like, that's just, that's when the fun kicks in.
Who was the easiest to, the one who would crack up the most?
Me.
Really?
Me, but Julia laughed also a lot. I remember one time I was laughing so hard, she says, Tony, you know you're not watching the show, you're in the show. And I said, yeah, but it's a funny show.
Funny show. Sketch, available in theaters nationwide,
so
beginning Wednesday, August 6th. Be one of the 100% who says to Rotten Tomatoes, go see it. And Forky is in Toy Story 5. Any idea when that comes out?
I think next summer.
Okay.
I think next summer.
Well, then let's hope for another visit from you.
Please, maybe I can bring Julia with me.
That would be wonderful. We'll send a car with a driver for that one. Send a car with a driver for that one.
Awesome.
Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you, brother. Thanks. Always good to see you guys.
Right back at you, at Mr. Tony Hale, to follow this man on the socials. And again, check out Sketch next Wednesday. Two Wednesdays from now, August 6th. Check it out. You will not regret it.
The McDonald's snack wrap is back. You brought it back. Ranch snack wrap. Spicy snack wrap. You broke the internet for a snack. Snack wrap is back. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
My name is Happy Gilmore. I haven't swung a club in years.
You know what you gotta do?
Grip it and rip it.
Or... Now that is some Happy Gilmore!
Everyone is talking about the comeback kid, Happy Gilmore.
Happy knee.
Yeah, baby!
Happy Gilmore 2, only on Netflix July 25th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
What is going on with you, Jim Brockmeyer and Brett Musburger?
This is my Musburger face. No, you can't put that to bed, Rich Eisen. You know why you can't put it to bed?
Okay.
Because he's a punk, that's why. Brett Musburger is a P-U-N-K punk. The man is a thief, okay? Brett Musburger is a thief.
How so?
Stole my line.
What line was that?
This is for all the Tostitos. Remember that? This is for all the Tostitos. Remember when he said that? Everybody in the business... No, it's not funny. Everybody in the business knows that was my line. But he went ahead and used... That's what I always yell when I climax inside of a woman. when I climax all by myself. Musburger knew that was my line. He used it anyway at the BCS title game. And ever since then, now I have to yell out, Ruffles have ridges. And it's not... It's not the same thing. So verdict? What's the verdict of all that? What did you take from that?
He's a punk.
Musburger's a punk. That's right.
Here is Brent Musburger. How are you, Brent?
Hey, Rich, I'm great. Listen, you guys, you and the producers, you deserve, a pat on the back. I'm so proud of you guys for trying to help resurrect little Jimmy Brickmeyer's career. We all know the problems. We all know the problems that he had in the past. But if anybody can help Brickmeyer, it's you, Rich.
Yeah, well, he says that you stole all the Tostitos from him, Brent. Is that true, or what do you know from back in the day?
No, I got paid. I got paid by a company to drop the name. I got free Tostitos for a week. What are you talking about?
Okay.
What's he talking about?
Right.
The man's delusional. We know he's got mental problems to break down, you know. It's really interesting because as we started VSiN here in Las Vegas, and Brickmeyer was having trouble getting a job. So he called our executives, and, you know, I got to be perfectly honest. Mm-hmm. Don't tell anybody this, but we always talk to prospective announcers just to get an idea. Do they really know anything about sports gambling, or are they just pretending? And I got to tell you, our general manager, he interviewed Brickmeyer and asked him about a three-team parlay. And our boy, Jimmy, he thought that that was two hookers with him in a Morristown hotel room. You know, Jesus, we would have loved to help him out, but we just can't. I wish him the best. He's so delusional. And listen, let him go at it. For all the Tostitos, baby.
I mean, that's one of our greatest achievements. And then at one point, I think after that, we roped Costas in.
Yes.
We did.
Right, to mediate.
Yes.
Between Brock Meyer and Musburger, the punk.
Musburger. P-U-N-K.
Oh, my God.
The Morristown. That's
oh my God.
I'm done.
To use the Morristown, New Jersey is a. Do you think he had someone write that stuff for him? For Brent? Like he knew we called him like this
we knew
is what,
he was coming on.
You know, Hank Azaria, Jim Brockmeyer. He's been calling you a punk. We need you to come on and respond. And he was all in on it.
Brent might have. Although Brent's smart enough, maybe he came up with it.
For all the Tostitos, baby. Oh, my God.
It's not the same.
Okay. Fantastic. Good stuff right here on the program. Lenny in Panama City, Florida is chiming in. What's up, Lenny?
Hello.
Yes, Lenny.
Hi.
Hey, can you hear me?
We can, Lenny.
All right, good. I just got all this cannabis bark out of my mouth so I could talk to you.
Okay.
Instead of the gummies.
Okay, good to know, Lenny.
Hey, man, I got a bone to pick with you, Rich.
Uh-oh.
I did the Buccaneers win-loss thing with your wife.
Okay, good to clarify.
Yeah, well, she did not take any notes, and Chris can confirm this because he's the one that called her out on it.
Is that right? She didn't take any notes, Chris?
Was it, or were we up against it, Lenny? What was the situation there?
I was doing the win-loss thing, and I told her that, you know, once again for the second year in a row that the Bucs were going to go undefeated and win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Well, then I think if that happened, we don't need to play the win-loss game. Yeah. You're saying 17 wins.
Well, we don't need to write it down.
Susie was totally unaware of it because she went on to the second game, and Chris is the one that pointed out that you need to write this down.
I remember this.
This is great.
She didn't. And we just continued.
Well,
but anyway,
I appreciate you calling in to clarify, Lenny. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, because it's been bugging me, B, because a few weeks later, there's a dude comes up, and you told him that he was the first guy to do the Buccaneers.
All right. Now I got it.
No, I see.
We apologize on behalf of everyone here and my entire family.
Yep. We'll fix that.
Apologies. Thank you. Thanks for the call, Lenny. Appreciate it. It's Lenny and...
We'll fix that.
In Panama City, Florida. Yeah. You can put the cannabis bark back in.
Chew on bark.
There you go. Yeah. This is what I want to hear from Travis Hunter. I need to hear a chip on his shoulder, and I need to hear him to say, I am going to do what Rich Eisen wants. going to play 100 snaps a game. I'm playing both sides of the football. I'm going to play meaningful minutes. I'm going to play meaningful snaps. I'm going to be great at it. I'm going to be offensive and defensive rookies of the year. I can do it. Anybody who says I can't do it, I am going to show them. He didn't say that exactly. But tell me if you don't hear at least the spirit of it.
What's the hardest part of doing that people don't know about?
Just the work that you put in, and when they try to criticize it, it's like, I'm already doing all this extra work. You're going to keep telling me I can't do the same thing that I've been doing and showing you. So it's just that a lot of people just keep downplaying this, but I'm going to just be quiet and just go to work.
That doesn't annoy you when you keep hearing all the doubters at all?
No, it actually makes me smile because they don't know what to say, so they're just going to keep hating.
Oh, he's doing it. He's doing
okay.
He's doing it.
Okay.
He's doing it.
Duval.
I mean.
Let's go. Liam Cohen.
Okay.
Release 100%. The hunter. And let everyone become the hunted. Release him. Not a Christian Wilkins release. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Like the hounds.
Oh, baby. Let's go. How amazing would that be? Jacksonville Jaguars become must-see television. We're flexing into them because you can't miss it.
Yep.
because Travis Hunter's doing what he's doing, Brian Thomas is doing what he's doing, and Trevor Lawrence doing what he's doing, and Liam Cohen's doing what he's doing, and our friends Joshua Hines-Allen's doing what he's doing. You see what I'm saying? You're picking up what I'm putting down? Travis Hunter, baby, do it. I just wanted to say, if Susie was listening right now, I don't believe she is listening. But she was listening.
Uh-oh.
Solid is solid gold. That's what she said. That's okay. Her opinion on solid. And Brockman has never sounded more like a masshole than ribbing Tony right after he willingly tracked a total gift for Cage.
That was nice. That was nice of him to do that. He offered. I didn't ask.
He did offer. And we found out you have a... How long have you had this mustard phone case?
You know, a few months.
Yeah?
Because I normally get black, but if you're looking for your phone at your house or something, it's tough to find.
Right.
So I went with like a bright color.
Do you need a Steelers logo for it?
I don't.
Because that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, well, I was more worried that people would think I was a Laker fan.
Yeah, we can get a Lakers logo for you and a matching flag for your car.
I don't want either of those.
Okay.
Thank you.
Stay by your phone, man. I may need you.
That was great with Omar Khan today.
Yes.
Also want to thank Mr. Tony Hale. Yeah. For stopping by here. Mark Schlereth was dynamite, too.
He was.
You really made me work for What's More Likely Today.
They were
well.
Fun. They were good ones.
Great stuff. We'll be back all next week right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Everybody have a great July summer weekend. Back to wrap this up in a moment on Roku.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.